Lead me from the unreal to the real. Lead me from darkness to light. Lead me from death to immortality. Asato ma sadegamaya tamaso ma jyotirgamaya mrittor ma amritam gamaya. Infinity is that, infinity is this. From infinity, infinity has come into existence. From infinity, when infinity is taken away, infinity remains. Om Purnamada Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vasishyate. Dear seekers, dear brothers and sisters, I wish to give a very short talk on transformation, liberation, revelation, and manifestation. If one wants to share his experiences with others on transformation, one can speak for hours. Likewise, on liberation, revelation, and manifestation, one can speak for hours and hours together. Time will not permit us to do so. Therefore, I shall give a short talk on these four sublime realities in our life of aspiration. The animal in us needs immediate transformation. The human in us needs conscious liberation. The divine in us needs perfect revelation. The supreme in us needs complete manifestation. To see the face of God, we need transformation. To be invited by God, we need liberation. To be loved by God, we need revelation. Finally, to be immortalized by God, we need manifestation. Transformation of the body can show us how pure we can be. Liberation of the vital can show us how dynamic we can be. Revelation of the mind can show us how vast we can be. And manifestation of the heart can show us how divine we can be. We can be as pure as the dawn. We can be as dynamic as the divine warrior. We can be perfect as the soul. When we are freed from the binding past, we are transformed. We do not remain in the body cage. We start living in the soul palace. When we are transformed, we change our friendship. Ignorance night no longer remains our friend. Knowledge light becomes our veritable friend. When we are transformed, we sing a different song, the song of the finite. We stop singing, we sing the song of the eternal in order to become the infinite. When we are liberated from the meshes of ignorance, we come to realize what we eternally are. God, the dreamer, and God, the lover, and God, the fulfiller. We want to reveal ourselves. Unless and until we have revealed our divinity, which is God, we cannot prove God's existence on earth. The world will think that it is all our mental hallucination, chimerical mist. It is our self-deception. All our spiritual effort, inner cry, all according to the world is self-deception. We are deception incarnate. But when you can reveal our inner divinity, we see that our dream boat has touched the reality shore. When you think that we are of God and for God, we are of the all-pervading silence and for the all-fulfilling cosmic sound, we are totally liberated, revealed, and transformed. Now, we want to manifest our divinity. How do you do that? We cry like a child, and then the Lord Supreme fulfills our inner cry. This inner cry we call aspiration. Two words, two concepts govern the length and breadth of the world: desire and aspiration. Desire binds us, aspiration liberates us. Desire makes us feel that we are of the finite and we are compelled to be for the finite. Aspiration tells us that we are of the eternal and we are for the infinite. Infinity, eternity, and immortality, these are not vague terms, but these divine realities are trying to come to the fore so that we can become tomorrow's God.